I had a new experience this past week, and one of my colleagues and I said we could probably write a book about what you don't learn in seminary, like rehoming someone's pets or sitting and having conversations that you never imagined possible. But in this case, it was being physically present at the exact moment someone took their final breath. And yes, I have been present before, but I have never had my hands on the patient when it happened. I was anointing her. Thankfully, the priest had come the day before. Things had been very weird with my schedule. All of the stuff just didn't make sense, and I got there later than I had planned, but I think the Holy Spirit was saying that there was a specific time that I needed to go. And at the time that it happened, as I was anointing her, I did my standard, you know, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then I always say a little prayer. Except I cannot tell you what I said. Because I also didn't feel like it was even my own voice. And I knew in that moment there was something intervening and saying what needed to be said as this woman passed. Because what I do remember is some of the words were ones that I usually say when somebody has already passed and I'm either doing a service or blessing them after passing, and we bless their spirit to be with God. But I just did not recognize the words or the tone coming from my body, and I can only imagine that that was the Holy Spirit. And then, by the grace of God, I was there to sit with this woman's husband for the next 2 hours until his family could arrive. So he was not alone after his wife passed. Timing, man. It'll get you. And so, as I had made promises to him that I would be there to sit with him and be part of what he needed, Jesus made promises to the disciples. In our gospel reading to this morning, you heard that the Spirit is going to come and be with you. That Jesus said, I am coming to be with you. You will live, and I will live, all because you believe. Those are some big promises, dude. And yet, Jesus always kept his promises. Not to mention all of the other ones that he had made throughout his time in his ministry. These are just in those few verses right there. In our reading from Acts, the disciples and all of the people that were gathered were there for the Festival of Weeks. It is a festival that celebrates the commemoration of receiving the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. So, of course, people were gathered from all sorts of areas of the world and languages because it was important. This was a time to celebrate something deeply rooted in their faith. As Jews, the Ten Commandments were kind of a little bit important. But as the disciples began to speak, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they suddenly were hearing their own native languages. Again, the disciples did not know these languages. They may not have even understood what was coming out of their mouth. I kind of understand that now. To not only know what you feel in your heart because of your faith, but to be able to share it with others and to say things like, praise God, but maybe in another language like Slava Bogu, which is Russian for praise to God. So many things matter when people can hear it in their own language. There's a reason there's so many different translations of the Bible around the world. And even Martin Luther said, hey, people don't really know the scriptures that well because, well, they're in Latin. I'm going to get them translated into German so that people have a chance at knowing the Bible. For something that's so deeply rooted for us, it matters that we have access to the scriptures. So, for people to hear it in their own language, yes, it matters. And the Spirit came down and said, hang on, I got this. Let's do some magic together and share the good news of who Christ is and who God is in this world. And to be clear, because Peter said it, and I'm going to say it again, they were not drunk. I'm not sure in today's day and age that you could make the argument that because it's 9 o'clock in the morning, they're not. But in this context, it was very important to say they're not crazy. They're not drunk. They just have the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a wonderful thing to feel? Sometimes you have hard days, and then the Holy Spirit is just right there to say, hey, I got you. Because that was part of the promises that Jesus made, wasn't it? I will send an advocate to be with you forever. And so the conversation that Jesus had with his disciples, in the very beginning, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Makes this even more important in the context of the Pentecost happening, that they were there to celebrate the receiving of the Ten Commandments. What are they about? There's a four-letter word, usually represented by a heart. Oh, okay. Love is what the commandments are about. It's to love God and to love your neighbor. And God gave us these special rules to say, here is how you can make sure that you are loving. That you're loving and respecting me, that you're loving and respecting the people that I also created. Whether you like them or not, God created them. Darn it. And this is how we get to keep our promises. Because when we, at whatever point in our lives, said, I am dedicated to what my faith means, to hold it close in my heart, to love God, to love my neighbor, is then to share that love wherever I go. In whatever language that might look like. It's not necessarily about different speaking languages, but about different ways of showing love. Some people call them love languages. I think they're missing a few. I had this wonderful experience in Russia in 2008 where I got to work at a camp as a teacher on the American side staff, and our counselors for the camp were Russian counselors, and then we had translators. So it was a very, very big team. And there was this one woman who was a counselor. She was the daughter of one of the ladies who did maintenance for the camp. So she was always around. And we didn't know each other's language, but we knew what a smile meant. A simple smile led me to a friendship that I maintained for several years as we wrote back and forth to each other with the friend who got me there to do all of the translating work in our letters. And then later, with the help of Google Translate and Facebook, getting to see these beautiful moments in each other's lives, all because of a smile. Something so simple. Can you imagine how much a smile might change somebody's day? Just one of these. So, how do we keep our promises? The promise that we made to God to say, I love you and I want to love others as you love me. I want to share the good news. For me, it's in my job. It's in the work that I get to do here. It's in the work that I get to do in the community, because there are so many different ways to share love. After all, there's a lot of works of art that have something specifically to do with love. How many different pieces of music, or movies, art, paintings, sculptures. There's so much. And they all have to do with love. So it must be important. Because when you ask in the song, what's love got to do with it? Kind of everything. And love is what connects all of us. And that is from the Holy Spirit. when God said through Jesus, I will send an advocate to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The gospel to spread the good news. That's our truth. And it all starts with love. In the name of that God, amen.